or Let's Talk About It.
I can't wait for Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, I like that.
I can't wait for Christmas.
All right. And welcome to the Buzz, Studio W Buzz, your global radio network. And now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Good evening. Good evening. I was going to say afternoon, but good evening, Ms. Penny. Okay, I think you might.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I'm glad you're here tonight. Last night was Christmas, so, we did have the night off last night, but tonight I know that you have something that you want to share with us.
Yes. I really want to talk about what's next.
What's next?
The lights are going away. What's next?
I love it. Okay, I'll step aside and just enjoy Miss. Let's talk about with Miss Penny.
Hey, how you doing? We have a lot of listeners around the globe that listen to us, a lot of audience that is around the globe. Today, how was your weather? It was chilly outside here in Virginia. Let me know how your weather was doing. The sun was shining, but it was chilly. I really didn't go outside. I went to the front door and stepped on the porch to see, you know, how was the weather? Was it cold or was it hot? But the weather was pretty good. Let me know how your weather is where you're at right now. Yeah, I'm coming live from Studio W. You know, we have audience all over the globe that listen to us. If you don't feel like listening to Studio W on your laptop or your iPad or your computer, you can always download us on your phone, cell phone. If you have an iPhone, go to the Apple Store and download Studio.W. If you have Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio W. And if you feel like just relaxing, just kick back and say, Alexa, play Studio W. And our website is international, and it's studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe and leave a comment and let us know how you're liking the shows. You can also, if you want to listen to the show later on or another show, or you want to let your friends listen to it, at the top of the website, you'll see the archive. Just click on the archive, and you can choose what you want to listen to. Let's talk with it. You can find us on LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Let us know how you're liking the show. If you want to come on the show and talk about yourself or your business, or you got something you want to talk about, hit me up on Messenger, and I'll bring you on the show to let you talk about what you want to spread the word. If you're selling, you're an entrepreneur, you want someone to buy your products, you can also contact me, and we'll bring you on the show and let you know, you can sell to the audience. Now, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Want to talk about, now that Christmas is over, you've enjoyed your time with your family, we get ready to go into a new year. What is next in your life? Are you just going to forget about your family because the holiday is over? Are you going to keep that open communication and that family relationship? To do with yourself? Are you going to be better for the new year? Are there some changes that you see yourself that you need to make within yourself? Because you can't make changes of others. You can only make changes of yourself. You know, we raised our kids to be a certain way. And when they get up age, they change. Some of them, they go their own way. And you can't change that. You cannot stop that. We can only teach them. We can teach them the right way to go. But then once they decide to go down another path or in a different direction, what can you do? You really can't do anything. So the person that you can change is yourself. I know a lot of people I saw on TikTok. I even did it with my family. You know, little TikTok videos, dancing, enjoying each other, eating the good food, drinking the drinks, laughing and enjoying yourself. Now the tree is about to go down. The lights outside is about to go down. You finna pack it up. Are you gonna pack that heart, that open heart and love that you poured out on Christmas to your family? Are you gonna pack that up to next year? Are you gonna show love throughout the year? Are you gonna show that joy, that smile throughout the year? Cause Christmas only come once a year. Am I a loving person? Once a year, are you rolling? Do you love them? You want them in a part of stays up for 1 year, 1 day out the year. And a lot of people pack their Christmas trees. I guarantee you, if you go around, some people packing their Christmas trees up today. They're taking the lights down. They're going outside, pulling the lights and trimming around from around their house. But are you reaching inside and pulling your heart that you showed all that good loving, all that joy, all that happiness to the TikTok people, to the world? Are you gonna pack it up? What are you gonna do? This new year is coming in. And forgive me, because I'm only human. I hope everybody had a blessed and beautiful day yesterday. I enjoyed my family. I enjoyed doing the cooking, which I do all the cooking. Y'all know I always have a story. I did all the cooking. But my body didn't enjoy it. But I just want to know, what are you going to do? Because it's another year coming. Are you going to be a better person than you was this year? Because this year's not gone yet. What are your dreams? Are you going to fulfill your dreams that you've been dreaming of? I'm going to go on and do this year. Some of y'all out there saying, I wish I could go back to college. I wish I could get a better job. I wish I could make more money. Are you going to fulfill that this new year coming? Are you going to do what you need to do to take care of yourself and make yourself a better person? Every year you're given a chance to change for the better. We don't want to take 2 steps forward and 5 steps backwards. That's why they say this is a new year. This is going to be people always say this is going to be a better year for me. What are you going to do to make that year, this coming year, better for you and for your family? This year I'm going to show more love. Don't make a promise to yourself that you can't keep. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I don't do that. Because I'm not going to make a promise to myself or say I'm going to do something and I know I can do it, but I know I'm maybe not going to do it. I take it one day at a time. And every year I try to be a better person than I was last year. And I may think about somebody that I've not spoken to or I have not been nice to that year. And I try to go back for the new year. I try to go back and check myself. Check yourself sometimes. You know, it's a thing called self-check. I always do a check. Sometimes we blame others for the things that's going on with us. Do a self-check this year. Before you jump into 2023, do a self-check. Sit down and self-check yourself and see the things that you could change to do better and to become a better person. I always do. I do a self-check on myself. That's why I don't do, oh, for the new year, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to start this. No, I don't do that. I do a self-check, because when I do that self-check, I know why I hit bumps in the road. And when I hit bumps in the road, I know what I need to smooth them bumps out with for the next year. I can smooth them out. And so next year, I can get where I need to get to do what I need to do. Because the lights are gone. Ride around your neighborhood and see who all cut their lights on tonight. Action is gone. So it's time for you to, all that love you show, all them beautiful gifts you gave, all that good cooking and food you fed at people, all the gifts you had, all the laughter you had. Keep it going. Don't stop right there. I know some of y'all woke up and you got the, from your spouse or your love, your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your significant other, you got the best gift. Well, don't just give me that gift on Christmas. I'm still here all year round. I can use a diamond ring. I can use a diamond ring in March just like I could use it in December. I like that Coach purse over there. I liked it in March or April, just like I liked it when you bought it for me in December. Don't stop there. Keep being and giving to people. That's why the question is, what is next? What is going to be the next thing that you do to make somebody happy? Don't stop just because the lights went out for Christmas. I want you to love me every day. I want you to show me love every day. And I guarantee you that's what your family wants. If you got a family member out there that wasn't invited to Christmas dinner, come, take them a gift. Take them a hug. Materialistic things is not always what makes a person feel like they love. What is next? And I ask you this because I'm wondering, it's a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning with a loved one. Or wasn't able to have their loved one there with them. Y'all know the weather was bad. A lot of people couldn't get on the planes. The weather was too bad in some areas. So if you was able to have your family with you, keep that love going. Don't let Christmas be the only day that you show love. It's not about the materialistic thing, because you could buy somebody something every day. But are you showing them the love that they deserve and that they want? I like for people to show me. Because some kids and some people weren't able to have Christmas, weren't able to open up gifts because they didn't have it to give. But I bet you they had love. A lot of them didn't get gifts, but a lot of them got love. What are you going to do next? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to self-check myself to make sure that when 2023 come in, I am a better person than what I was in 2022. I don't want to walk around with a bad attitude. I don't want to be around negative. I want positive. I want people to show me love because I'm going to show you love. I want the joy of life. And if you come around me, I want you to have that happiness and joy. And if anybody that I've done wrong, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, and on, and if you're a listener, if I've done you wrong, I apologize. Because I'm coming in 2022 with nothing but positive. And I'm showing love after my lights go out. I had taken my Christmas tree down. Because I was raised that you don't take it down till after New Year's. So I hadn't taken mine down. I hadn't taken my lights outside. I hadn't taken it down. Because my action is going to continue. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep the same positive attitude that I had in 2022. I'm going to keep loving on people. And showing people that I care. Because people, y'all listeners may not believe it. But it's a lot of evil and bad vibes around now. And it's getting eaten into the families. It's tearing families apart. Mothers against daughters. Daughters against mothers. Son against fathers. Fathers against sons. And so on and so on. Sisters and brothers don't get along no more. But for Christmas, they could come together. But the lights is gone now. Hey, listen, somebody say, "Don't Save It All for Christmas Day" song by Avalon is on one of my favorite songs. Yes. Oh, Miss Doretha. Hey, Doretha. But I'm just telling you how bad things has gotten. You came together for the holiday. But soon as the lights go away, you disappear. You're not being there for your families no more. You're not being there for your husband and wives and spouse and your significant other. You're not being there for your kids no more. That's that one day you want to be there. But you got to stop. You got to show love every day. I know some of the, well, Miss, let's talk about it. Miss Pinner, what do you mean, what is next? What is next with you? What is next for me? I mean, me too. We get ready to come into a new year. What is next? What are you going to do next with your family? You spent that one day showing all the joy, the love, the happiness, the cheering, hugging on each other, drinking together. But tomorrow, you won't speak to each other. You'll sit there, roll your eyes at each other, have attitudes at each other. You won't even be in the same environment that other family members are in. But for Christmas, you can do it. Let's do it all year round. Show me love every day. This is what we're saying about what's next. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna hold on all that bad spirit, all that bad vibe, that attitude Are you going to hold on to that and bring it into 2023? You want to bring all, that's the same thing I talk about when I talk about bad relationships. If you had a bad relationship, don't bring it back to the next man, your new man or your new woman. That ain't that same person that mistreated you. Why are you going to take that negative vibe and that negative attitude into 2023? God just gave you, and I'm not preaching, y'all, and I'm not telling nobody to be saved, but I'm just speaking on how I feel. You got a new year. You woke up in 2023. So let's start out with the good. You know how I had a teacher. Y'all know Miss Penn, I always got a story. I had a teacher that when we first day of school, everybody started out with 100. That was her thing. Nobody had a bad grade. It's up to you to keep that 100 up. Your first grade in her class was 100. You got an A. So it's up to you to keep that A, right? So every day you had to do your schoolwork to keep that A up. Okay? You got to do good. That's the way coming into the New Year's is. He giving you a new start. He giving you a chance to change things. You can change and say, well, 2023, I'm stepping in here with goodness. I'm stepping in here with good vibe, positive. I'm going to show people that my light shine. I'm going to show people that I love them. I'm going to show people that I care. Because you gave me another year. You gave me a time to come in on 2023. You didn't take me out in 2022. How many people got taken now? How many people is not here for 2023? They didn't make it all the way through 2022. So that should be put a smile on your face right there. That should say, that's my next step. I'm going to keep that smile just like I kept that 100 in that teacher class. I'm going to smile and be joyful and positive all the way through 2023 because I got something to smile about. I got something to smile about. I got joy in my heart. Think about, look around you and see the things that are happening right now. What are you going to do next? Tell me. I'm going to deliver me some messages, comments. Let me know how you liking this hot sizzling conversation. Tell me what is next for you. How are you going to bring in this 2023? Have you taken down your Christmas tree? Have you taken down the light? Outside? Are your lights out right now? What are you going to do? Because at the end of the day, it's about you. Can't nobody change you but you. Your loved one, your spouse, your husband, your wife, they can say, baby, you need to change. Shertevia say, speak. Dorita say, hours are still up. Her light's still shining too. And I guarantee you, if Ms. Dorita can talk, say something, she'll say, I'm gonna shine. These lights gonna stay bright all the way through 2023. Your loved one can tell you to change, but you're not gonna change unless you wanna change. Don't stop talking to the people that you love. Because this may be the last chance that you have to talk to them. I'm telling y'all, this right here get my spirit going. It get me up because I just want to see people getting along, caring for each other. There's a lot of us out here that don't have nobody to care about them. Because they're all their family members are gone. Listen to what I'm telling you. What's next when the lights go out? That's what I mean. When the holiday is over, what is next? Are you still going to talk to them people? Are you still going to call them on the phone? Send them a text message. Are the communications still going to be there? What is next? Because I don't want to, for my 23, love. That's, what is your word for 2023? Mine's is love. I just, the joy that you feel when you know deep in your heart that somebody loves you. And you know the thing about it is, what, how a parent feels when they feel as though their kids don't love them. Y'all gonna make me have church in here. Y'all gonna make me have, when a parent now birthed you, carried you, raised you, fed you, clothed you, and the feel of, some of y'all didn't even let your mamas and daddies come to your house for Christmas. They weren't even invited in the family gathering. How many of y'all left sister brother out? Invite them over. That's family. You can't take that attitude in 2023. You cannot take that in 2023 with you. That's, knock it off you. Knock it off you. Knock the negative off you. Just knock it off you. Say, get up off of me negative. Say it. You say it, it'll come. Because there's a lot of people out here wishing that they had what you have, a family. Even on your job, you can't take that negative with you. Chantel said her word for the year is money. But you cannot even feel that way with people on your job. If you left work, I know a lot of people are off of work. They may go back this week, then jump back off for years. Do a self-check with your job. You can self-check yourself with your job. What am I doing wrong that I can't get promoted? What am I doing that the coworkers don't invite me to lunch? I love a self-check. I do. I will self-check myself 100 times if I have to. Do a self-check and then you'll see what is next for me. I'm going to work. I'm going to have positive vibe. I'm going to be positive to my coworkers. I'm going to show them that I care. I'm going to show my supervisor, my boss, or whoever that I enjoy my work. I'm going to show them that I could do the work is just as good as anybody else. And I'm going to earn them promotions. I'm going to earn that pay raise. I'm going to earn, that's what's next. I'm going to do what I need to do. Because can't nobody change me at all. Your supervisor could come to you and say, hey, we had a couple of complaints about customer service. Your customer service. Just because she told you that, do that mean you're gonna change? No. You're not gonna change the way you handle customers. You're not gonna change unless you want to change. Well, maybe I was a little harsh on that customer. Maybe I was a little rude to that customer. You gotta wanna change. So what is next? What is gonna be next? Family gathering. What is gonna be next? Pick phone call. Who's gonna be the person that I'm gonna call and say I'm sorry? What is next? with the visit. Who I visit in a long time that I need to either go visit them to let them know that I care. What is next? Am I going to let my mom know, thank you for birthing me? What am I going to do to change? What is next? Ms. Dorita say she gonna start eating better, having a better relationship with her kids, and praying and fasting more so she can have a better connection with her children and God. That's her change. That's her next. That's not my next. That's not your next. That's her next. So what is your next? Because you cannot, people don't believe that you cannot get ahead by bringing old into the new. You cannot make it pulling all that negative in 2023. You starting out miserable. Have you thought of that? I'm mad. I'm sitting at home pouting. I'm going to be mad and hear the new year come. I'm being blessed. I'm mad because I'm being blessed to see another year. I'm mad because I'm being blessed that I got a mama living. I got a daddy living. I got family out here. I'm mad. So I'm going to take this attitude to the next year. Billy Joe done me bad this year, 2022, so I just met John Doe, and he's treating me really good, so I'm going to treat him the way I treated Billy Joe. You can't take that to the next relationship, so you can't take that negative to the 2023. What are you going to do next? Cut your lights off your Christmas tree, cut the lights outside off, and think about, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do better coming into this new year? This year is gone almost. A lot of people didn't get to finish the year out. Guess what? If you're listening to Studio W, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. You almost not made it to 2020 through 2022. You're going to make it, you'll probably end up seeing 2023. And I'm not promising you, so don't go say, oh, Miss Penny said, I'm going to live to see 2023. No, Miss Penny did not say that. I'm just saying you almost have made it through 2022. You're going to make it. And if you make it, don't take that negative vibe and that negative attitude. Don't take that into 2023. Think of positive, good vibes, happiness, joy. Think of all the great things you want to do next year. How are you going to treat your family better next year? Show more love next year. Because you can't go back and change what you did last year, this year. You can't go back and change it. You gotta start all over. You giving a chance. Take advantage of it. You are giving a chance. You got to work on yourself. It is so much going on in this world right now. It's a lot. Carrying a load on our shoulders, and a lot of people just don't realize it. They don't realize the load that we're carrying. Because y'all know, let's talk about it with Miss Penny, we always have a story. The things that y'all have to worry about now as young adults, we didn't worry about all this when we was young teenagers. and young adults. Excuse me. We didn't have to worry about a lot of these things. Y'all have a load. It's a lot for y'all. You can't go to school safe. You can't go to work safe. You can't sit on your front doorsteps. You can't be literally in your house safe. So negative plus negative equals negative. It's gonna keep like domino effect. Cause you, do you know when you have a bad attitude and you come around other people, it's like a domino effect. Cause they begin to get a bad attitude. Cause, and they don't even know why, but they getting a bad attitude cause you got a bad attitude cause they gonna have a bad attitude with you. So what is that? This your girl, Miss Penny, coming live to you from Studio W. You know, I love these hot sizzling conversations. We coming live from Studio W. Y'all know I have to tell y'all that if you don't want to listen to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on your computer or your laptop, you can always download, if you have an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w. And if you have Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Our website is international, studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio W, B-U-Z-Z.com. And if you go to the website and you want to share these conversations of the music with your family and friends, you can look at the top of the website and you'll see archive. And you could click on archive and choose what you want to listen to again. We have gospel music, church, comedy. We have other talk shows. This is a great radio station. And if you want to also catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we are on LinkedIn. We subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. We could be heard everywhere. So, you know, invite your family and friends. Like I always say, all these conversations don't always pertain to you, but they may help somebody else. So please subscribe and let us know how you're liking the show. Now, let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation about what's next. You know, sometimes I sit back and I think about how far I have came in my life. All the different changes that I made. Nobody made me change. Cause can't nobody change me but me. I see the growth. I see the how I have learned. I see the knowledge that I have gained, the experience that I have been through, the experiences that I have been through to help me to grow. So when I'm coming into 2023, I want to keep that going. I want to be able to share my good vibes, my good experience, my good knowledge. You're going to take some bad stuff over, but you got to let the positive outweigh the negative. You cannot ever let negative outweigh the positive. Because every time if you do, you're going to keep that negative going. Sometimes I think about how good I feel when I do good for others or to them. How sharing and caring for people make me feel. You don't have to do it for them. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Because around most people start Christmas shopping around October, really. Me, I used to do it in August. I used to start my Christmas shopping in August. Make sure I get everybody something. But you take that time to pick out the best gift. You take that time to pick out what you know they may like. You take out the time to prepare all the food or participate with bringing food. Let's take the time to prepare yourself and be prepared to go into 2023. Be prepared to have a better life than what you had in 2022. Be prepared to go down a better path in a better direction than you did in 2022. Because them same people that you sat down and thought about the gifts, thought they want to hear from you in 2023. They don't want to hear only on December the 25th. They want to keep the love, keep the phone calls, because I guarantee you, a lot of y'all said, girl, keep in touch. Dude, we going to keep in touch. We going to write each other, text each other, call each other. I guarantee you a lot of you did that. But when them lights went out last night, when the lights went out in the house, everybody went to bed. This morning or last night when everybody left, how many of y'all not called somebody from last night? How many of y'all have contacted somebody? Don't let it stop there. You gotta keep it going. You gotta let them know that I'm here all year round for you. I'm gonna be there for you. I got your back. I got you this year. I'm gonna change. I don't need you to change. If you change, it'll make things a whole lot better. But long as I change the way that I do things, the way that I think about people, the way that I help people, the way that I care about people, the way that I love people, then they will pick it up too. It's like a domino effect. They will start caring and showing more love to you as well. Well, they'll be like, Daryl, what happened to Penny? What happened to Miss Penny? She just changed. She called me sometimes now. I hear from her. She stops by to check on me. They'll pick up and start doing the same to somebody else. And it'll keep going on and on and on. Because tomorrow is never promised to us. It's never promised to us. And that's something that people need to get out of their vocabulary. I will do it tomorrow. I will call her tomorrow. I will apologize to him tomorrow. I will stop by and visit them tomorrow. It's not promised to you. It's not. So take advantage of today. You had a great time with your family and your friends. Keep it going. Take that same joy that you had last night with the good old Christmas music playing, the Christmas tree lit up, the good food, the good drinks. Keep it up. Don't stop there. Because we got to do better. We have got to do better in this world. We got to do better. Because it's getting harder and harder every day. Because families are just, it's like they don't want to exist as a family no more. What do that word family mean? I remember when y'all know Miss, let's talk about with Miss Penny, I always got a story. I remember when I was growing up, cousins weren't even really your cousins. Aunties weren't even your aunt. And since I've been grown, old as I am, people tell me, girl, that lady wasn't your aunt, really? Well, why y'all made me call her auntie? It's a matter of respect. She was part of the family. She acted like family. Everybody was family. We treated everybody with respect. You gotta change yourself. If you wanna go into 2023 and have a positive year or joy, a year with joy and happiness, because you know when you lose that, you take all that negative and attitude that you are, it messes with you, up your vibe, you know, or other people vibe. You know, you just have that negative. You got to want to change. We don't have but a couple days before we be hollering Happy New Year. And why do we say Happy New Year's? And you knowing that the person that you saying Happy New Year's to is not happy. They negative. They don't have no joy. They have bad attitudes. Why do we say Happy New Year? Why? Why do you say Happy New Year? Because those lights are going out too. They shooting the guns. They sending off the fireworks. The fireworks is going up. The sky is lit up. I've never seen lights the way I have seen them in Hawaii. I'm talking about in Hawaii, they shoot so many fireworks, firecrackers and fireworks to the whole sky be like it's daylight. Smoke be everywhere. You can barely get down the roads. They really celebrate. But guess what? Those lights are going out. Once they go up and they pop, they out. Are you going to have that same cheering joy that you had? Wow. Woo. The good glorifying lit up lights that you had. Are you going to take that into 2023? Are you just going to go in there with your lights already out? You're not even giving life a second thought about getting a second chance. I get another chance in 2023 to make things right, to correct all my wrongness and make them right. What are you going to do next? Because I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that all this joy that I felt last night, and I've been feeling joy for a long time. I've been feeling the happiness. Enjoying my family, my friends. Enjoying people. Period. I'm going to take that into the next year with me. And if you can't get on this joy and happiness train that I'm on, jump off. Get off of it. Don't get on my train if you can't keep it going. And that's the way you should feel. You should want that love around you. And you want to spread love. It's not about you receiving it. You want to spread it too. Because this is going to be, we think 2022 was hard. 2023 is going to be harder. And for you to stay and keep your joy and happiness, you got to do what you got to work for it. Because it always going to be that one that try to bring you down. But if you show them joy and show them that you care and you smiling and you happy, that domino effect could happen. It's just like when one person yawn, everybody yawn. Everybody's beginning to catch on. Oh, she likes to be happy, girl. Every time you see her, she's smiling. Give me some of that you drinking. That's what people say. Give me a little bit of that you drinking so I can be happy like that. Because I'm just trying to find out what are you going to do next? What is going to make a difference with you coming into 2023? What are you going to change? Can you change? Do you want to change? That's the question. Do you want to go in 2023 with a positive and be a better person? Because if you don't want it, can't nobody want it for you. It can be fake for so long. You can't be fake 24/7. 365 days. You cannot. The real you will come out in 2023. You may start out, New Year's Eve, hugging, New Year's Day, eating the good food, but the real you are coming out. It's now. The now. Change now. That mama over there that you hadn't called in a week, that you hadn't called in months and years, pick up the phone. That daddy, that sister, that brother, that grandmama. Because we need love in this world right now. We need it more than we have ever needed it. We need people to start caring about people. People that you care. Not just saying it, show them. And like I always say, these conversations may not help you, but they can help maybe a friend that's going through something that's saying, I don't talk to my family no more. I don't deal with my mom them no more. Let them know that you getting ready to get a new year. Put all that in the past. Leave it alone. Let's start out with a fresh start. Everything that happened in the past, we're going to leave that in the past. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to think about it. We're not going to discuss it. We start a new chapter. We're not going to even go back and look at any old pictures that we had. It's just new. We start in 2023 all with a new clean slate. I've said some things. I've done some things. Forgive me. You've said some things. You've done some things. I forgive you. You can't drag that stuff in to the next year. Because you know what happened? This is what happened. When you keep dragging stuff over and over, you just keep, okay, what happened in 2019? I'm taking it to 2020. I'm taking it to 2022. I'm going to take it to 2023. Do you know how much weight that is? Do you know how heavy you just made your load? So when you get to 2023, you always already bent over. Because your bag is so heavy. Your bags are already heavy. You can't go in there light loaded, floating like a butterfly. Because you done brought all that trash right on with you. It's hard. You got to let it go. Cut it off. Whatever happened, let it go. Because life is so short. And it will be a blessing to walk over in the New Year's. So when I walk over into 2023, I'm not bringing none of that negative that I may have had in 2022 across that line for 2023. Everything positive, I will carry over. But anything negative, it will be left in 2022. So when you say Happy New Year's, that's the word. That's the key word. New Year. New Year. Do anybody catch that? Do anybody catch that is saying this is a new year? So let's start off with a new clean slate. So if anything was wrong in 2022, I'm gonna make it right in 2023. That's what's next for me. What is next for you? What are you going to do? What are you, how are you going to change? And I'm going to say it again. Do you want to change? The Christmas no more. Santa won't hit. Rudolph won't be guiding him until next year. So what is next? Are you going to keep it going, the love that you showed yesterday, December 25th, 2022? Are you going to still be showing that same love to everybody? That same caring heart that you have. Bring that heart over to 2023. You gotta wanna change. Some people woke up broken because they lost loved ones. 2022. And it's going to be harder next year for a lot of us. The world is changing. And we got to want to change for the best. We got to want to change for the good. We got to want to change so other people catch on and it become a domino effect that they want to change and bring positive love and take that word family and grasp on to hold on to it because family is means a lot. I saw a TikTok video. Y'all know, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Always have a story. This young man was looking for a new family. I thought it was funny. But the truth of it is, we don't choose our family. And what family you got, hold on to them. Let them know you love them. Let them know you're there for them. I might can't give you money, but I can give you love. I can give you a ride. I can help you. I can take you to resources that can help you. Let's take the good in the 2023. We need it. We need it. It's getting worse every day. Because the question that I ask you, what is next? in your life? How are you gonna change? What is next? What are you taking to 2023? What are you taking? Are you taking a new slate? Are you taking love, happiness, joy, caring, forgiving? Are you taking forgiveness? Are you taking those things? Are you taking all the negative with you? What is next? The lights are out. You'll have some more New Year's Eve, but the lights are out. What is next for you? Keep loving. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. I'm on Studio W Monday, Wednesdays, and Sundays at 5. Let us know how you like the hot sizzling conversation. It's time to go. But remember, if nobody told you today that they love you, remember, Miss Penny loves everybody. And y'all stay blessed.
Wow, Miss Penny. I keep saying, I think in the back of my mind, every show you do, I said, boy, that's her best show. I said, that's her best show. And I got a text, and I got a text a few minutes ago, and one of my avid listeners said, wow, Miss Penny is something. And I texted her back. I said, Miss Penny is something. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my favorite shows. Only thing I do on most of my shows, and oh, by the way, I'm William A. Brown, CEO of Studio W Buzz, and I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in each and every day. Smooth jazz, R&B, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. We do interviews, and we're all about supporting. Whether you have a business, you want us to support you, please let me know. The best way to find out is to text me or call me, 909-910-0265. Again, 909-910-0265, okay? I will return your call in case I miss it. Or go to our email, William@studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com. And if you like Ms. Penny's show, hey, please let her know about it. Go to the website. Internationally, it's studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. Studiowbuzz.com, that'll work too. Studiowbuzz.com will work also. That's for the United States, but anywhere, studiow.buzz. United States, anywhere. Canada, Mexico, UK. Now, also we're available on Alexa. Okay. If you have an Apple phone, just go to the Apple App Store and download studio.w. Android is Studio W. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. There's no reason. Oh, iTunes and also Spotify. So guess what? We're right there. Go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Hit the archive show. Subscribe. Let Miss Penny know how you're doing. What a program, Miss Penny. Thank you so much. Outstanding.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the holiday. And this song I played before you came on and you listened to it. I love this song right here. I can't wait for Christmas. Well, it's already here, but enjoy. Make Christmas every day. Love somebody. Hug somebody. Uplift somebody. Hey, let's do this. Hey, stay tuned tonight.
Yes.
It is Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness. Hey, we're going to have some great soulful Christmas songs. So, hey, let's celebrate. Enjoy life. I can't wait for Christmas. I love this song.
All righty.
All right now.